and turn this over to Tony.
Good morning, Commission Secretary Hepler, Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division. I'll take the next couple proposals. You might recall that number 23 we handled late yesterday, so I'll handle number 22 and 24 here. Another thing, if you recall yesterday, Tom gave you an update of the Second Century Initiative that Governor Noem spoke about very frequently. One component of that Second Century Initiative that you heard about was the crowdsourcing idea. This is something that our governor has talked about throughout the campaign, and then once elected, made it very clear that she thought she doesn't believe that all the best ideas just come from peer, and that there are opportunities to solicit ideas, and if we get some ideas that are worthwhile and that are implemented, that there should be some benefit paid or offered to those individuals. What she has brought forth is the concept of giving a free hunting license, or giving someone the ability to go hunting for free if they come up with one of these good ideas that we're going to implement. The key is trying to put the mechanism into place to make this happen, and that's what you'll see with the authorization to hunt or access state park or recreation areas that you have in front of you here. So right now the fees associated with going hunting are established in administrative rule, those license fees, but there also is a surcharge, you might recall, that's established in state statute that's applied to each hunting license also. That surcharge is $6. Consequently, the mechanism that we need to put into place is we're patterning this after a rule change or a new rule that you implemented approximately 3 years ago, if I remember correctly, and that is that rule to authorize someone who is terminally ill to go hunting big game. We issue those big game tags in that situation. The other administrative rule that we have in existence right now that this new rule would be patterned after is a rule that allows the secretary to reduce the number of big game licenses that are issued if unforeseen circumstances arise that cause that creates the need to reduce those numbers of licenses, in specifically EHD. So we have a rule in place that says the secretary can do that upon consultation with the chair of the commission. So those are the two rules that we have in place that we looked upon to give guidance in this in establishing this new administrative rule that will allow Secretary Hepler and any future secretary, after consultation with the commission, to authorize a resident of the state to either access a state park or hunt small game without a fee. So it's clear that the authorization would allow the person to either access state park recreation areas or go hunting in one calendar year. So that's what this authorization would be for. And then, of course, it would also require that anybody who has this authorization that they abide by all the rules and laws that are applicable during that hunting season. Again, Mr. Chairman, this is a proposal that would allow or put the mechanism in place to grant that ability for individuals to go hunting, or if they prefer access our state park and recreation areas without a fee for a period of one calendar year.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of this proposal, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.